You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Perfection Autoworks Theater takes you back to the Roman Empire.
I, Caesar, and that which is the glory of Rome, welcomes its citizens to the opening day of the Colosseum. We dedicate this to you and the glory of Rome, which you are all part.
Hey, your Colosseum sucks, and so does Rome!
Seize him!
Sadly, Marcus Aurelius was the first man to die in the opening day of the dedication of the Colosseum.
Throughout history, many foolish mistakes have been executed through human error. We at Perfection Autoworks believe that the neglect and lack of maintenance can be just as foolish. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. From the Perfection Autoworks Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today, Scott Stewart of the Libertarian Party, he's the treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County, talks about its progress, and there's much to talk about. Rodney Glassman, who was a city council person in Tucson, also ran for Maricopa County Assessor, U.S. Senate John McCain, got beat there, Arizona Corporation Commission got beat there, and now he's running for Attorney General of Arizona. We'll talk to Rodney Glassman. You're asking yourself, whatever happened to him? Well, there you go. We'll also talk about Base Camp for Veterans. Deborah Plum will be with us. A big dinner at the White Stallion Ranch for veterans, and you need to know about this, and I hope you can attend. Then we'll talk with Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Here is Scott Stewart, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County. A lot to talk about. Progress almost on a regular basis, which is good news for the Libertarians.
Yes, it is so nice to have a chair like Drew, who brings plenty of energy to the party and likes to get lots of things going and started. As always, we're Libertarians. We encourage people to think for themselves, do their own research, not just buy whatever they're sold on the media, question authority. Always follow the money when you find yourself being pushed in a certain direction. And we're continuing to build our infrastructure and expand our presence in the community. We're getting candidates on the ballot for the upcoming Libertarian primary on, I think it's August 2nd. And we're having a major outreach event, major public outreach event at our headquarters this coming Tuesday, May 17th.
And the headquarters are located?
At 5546 East 4th Street.
And is that open to the public? You want as many people as possible.
This event on the 17th is open to the public. Before we get too much into that, let's cover some recent things.
Sure.
We had a presence at the Pima County Fair.
That's first time in a long time.
First time since 1996.
Wow.
It went very well. We had it well staffed. When I last did it, I ended up covering most of the hours myself because most people can only provide 2 or 3 hours at a time. Well, you need to have the staff, the booth staffed 100% of the time. So that really means it falls on one or two people to make sure that they're always there. But we had plenty of people to staff it, and I didn't have to do any of the hours. So that made me very happy. We had great traffic, lots of conversations with folks. Libertarian Party has this world's smallest political quiz, which asks you various questions on how you feel about certain economic issues and personal issues. And based on those answers, most people have some pretty significant libertarian leanings. So we got a few hundred new contacts that we're going to be reaching out to and doing some various events that they might like to do. We've been holding free market education fairs at our headquarters on the first Monday of every month. They're still small and developing. I haven't mentioned them in our show before, but
This is something new.
We want to emphasize them a little bit more and develop them a little bit more because, you know, education's a really big deal. And from a libertarian perspective, you know, my line is that the king shouldn't be the only one telling the serfs what their rights are. Hmm. You got to have independent education so that you're not just getting the state's narrative. And our last outreach meeting featured Jane Orient of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons.
That had to be really good, by the way.
Yes, that was really well, and we were able to broadcast it on Facebook. The American Association of Physicians and Surgeons is an organization dedicated to medical freedom, the Hippocratic Oath, restoring the doctor-patient relationship by pushing government as much as possible out of healthcare decisions, and frankly, challenging the corruption in the pharma medical industrial complex.
Well, while we're on medical issues, abortion, of course, is a great issue, is Roe versus Wade, history. So what is the Libertarian Party position on abortion?
Libertarians are pro-choice on everything. So
pro-choice on guns, pro-choice on us.
Okay, yes. Yep, and pro-choice on abortion. Now, that said, you should not have to pay for my abortion, so we oppose third-party funding for government funding for abortions at any level. Constitutionally, I think you can argue that it's an issue that belongs to the states or the people and not the federal government. So I'm not particularly concerned about Roe v. Wade. I believe that the important exceptions for life and physical health of the mother would still be protected, but at the state level. But on the other hand, I confess that I have a man's sensitivity about abortion.
Right.
You know, a friend of mine joked once that if men could have abortions, abortion would be a virtue. And I'm not convinced that that's not true.
obviously, that's going to be hotly debated.
It is going to be hotly debated.
All the way through these elections of the fall. Perry Willis, Libertarian 101, a talk coming up. Public outreach meeting Tuesday, May 17th coming up.
Yes. So Perry used to be the executive director of the National Libertarian Party, worked on a lot of campaigns. He's the co-founder of an organization that I'm a member of called Downsize DC and the Zero Aggression Project. And one of the things that they do is they push a number of bills every year, been introducing them in Congress and gradually getting more and more support for them, but not enough to get it over the line yet. The One Subject at a Time Act, so they can't bundle a gazillion pieces of legislation in together and, you know, have a bunch of different colored turds that would have no chance of right. passing on their own, but somehow you bundle them together with a bunch of money and they pass.
Yes.
The Read the Bills Act, which
colorful
would require
description
them,
of that, I might add, yes.
Which would require Congress to actually read the bills that they vote on. And the Write the Laws Act, which would require them to actually write the laws instead of delegating that to the executive agencies.
This has been one
or
of the,
passing it off to the lobbyists to write.
Well, this has been one of the great causes of the Libertarian Party for a long, long time.
Yes.
And you say now that there is some progress toward this.
We get a few more sponsors every year, and then a few drop off. I mean, we're making a little bit of headway, but basically nobody who's a chair of a committee or a ranking member of a committee wants anything to do with this legislation. So any congressman who introduces it runs the risk of not having any of their legislation entertained at all. So that's why there's not a lot of support for it. Power is centralized too much in D.C., too much in the committee structure, and
Well, by the way, this presentation, 7 o'clock at the headquarters, 5546 East 4th Street. That's
yes.
A block north of 5th Street, one block east of Craycroft.
So yes.
That's where you are. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited.
Yep.
Social event Tuesday, May 31st is in a planning stage, too.
Yes. We haven't figured out the venue for that, but we will get that figured out. We'll announce that on our website and Facebook page when we get a little bit closer. And we have a free market education fair on June 6th. Again, you know, we'll have more details on that. I'm hoping we can have a featured speaker there too on educational freedom.
Well, you know, we started really promoting the Libertarian Party on this radio show last fall, and look at where you've come from. You've got headquarters now.
Yep.
You've got a place to meet.
Mm-hmm.
You have an agenda that spans week after week after week, and some really amazing subject matter discussed by some experts that you can't really hear anywhere else.
Yes.
Which is a big deal.
Yes, it is, because, the two major parties, they have their approach, and they've kind of divided up the political territory that they like to talk about, like to keep fighting about. And we have our own approach to things, and we're actually having a little bit of fun.
By the way, your message is get engaged. We want to take a very quick break. We'll be back with Scott Stewart, who is the treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County, with more about the growth of the Libertarian Party right here in our hometown. Back in just a moment to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Glad you could join us today. With me is Scott Stewart, the treasurer of the Libertarian Party. We were reviewing a featured speaker who is Perry Willis with his Libertarian 101 talk, executive director of the National Libertarian Party. He's managed and worked for 6 Libertarian Party presidential campaigns, co-founder of Downsize DC Org and Zero Aggression Project. Key to the creation of One Subject at a Time Act Reading Bills Act and Writing the Laws Act, which has been introduced in Congress so many times and has not gone anywhere, but it's getting more attention than ever before. Scott Stewart is with us, the treasurer of the Libertarian Party. We want to talk about getting engaged and why people should do that, but you have candidates, and
yes,
they're going to be on the ballot, precinct committee people, as well as those running for public office as Libertarians.
Yes, so we have a Libertarian primary coming up on August 2nd, and Mark Victor is our candidate running for U.S. Senate. His name will appear on the ballot. We'll have a couple of precinct committee races that are also contested that will show up on the ballot. But the rest of our candidates are write-ins. Drew, for example, Drew Heaton, running for governor, as is Barry Hess. And then I believe Michael Kielski is running for attorney general. And each of them will need to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,700 or 4,000 votes just to qualify to be on the general election ballot. So for all the Libertarians listening to your show, there's probably five of them, hopefully there's more, please remember to write in their names on your ballot when you fill it out on August 2nd.
All right, so you will have perhaps as many as 40 precinct committee people.
Yes.
And then obviously those that are seeking public office as the Attorney General, mm-hmm. hopefully for governor and U.S. Senate too,
yep.
as well. All right, let's talk a little bit about how to get engaged and why one should approach that.
You know,
involvement.
Politics is a retail sport, actually. I mean, you have to engage with people one-on-one to convince people to go in a certain direction or to take action. And that's why we've been emphasizing again much more involvement by precinct committeemen, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or Green. It is the basis of a political party. It's the grassroots. It's the ground floor. And it's where things can happen. It's where people get engaged. And a precinct committeeman, you know, helps engage the other Libertarians in their precinct. And, you know, we Libertarians are really good at sitting around and talking sometimes, and I think most members of political parties are as well. But you actually have to reach out to each other and talk to each other and get to know your neighbors, because maybe they're more Libertarian-leaning than you think they are, or maybe they want to be engaged more and they just don't know how. But anybody who I think is more interested in freedom and individual rights and making your own decision should engage more with the Libertarian Party. Even if you want to stay as a precinct committeeman in your major political party, that's fine. Just come work with us on freedom issues.
Well, I've always thought that one of the great contributions of the Libertarian Party is to promote particular issues that are adopted by the two major political parties, Republicans or Democrats, because they have been thought out by Libertarians, chosen by Libertarians, promoted by Libertarians, and now adopted by Republicans and Democrats, because it just makes so much sense. Common sense and is really the way you can express it, and probably no better way.
Well, nothing is as rare as common sense, John. And, you know, it's one thing to adopt a position in public speaking, and it's another thing to actually walk the walk. And when you decide whether you're going to support a certain piece of legislation in Congress, whether it really aligns with the interests of your constituents or whether it really aligns with the interests of your funders. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of money in politics. There's a lot of politics in money. Most people don't know the difference between money and politics and money. When I say politics and money, I mean how our currency, which used to be backed by gold and tied to gold and silver, you know, is now you just print it up like mad. You know, it's not quite as bad as the Weimar Republic.
Pretty close.
Politicians get to decide through a couple of, you know, other politically created organizations how much they're going to expand the money supply and contract the money supply. And it basically is just printing more and more money, and we're wondering where all this inflation is coming from. It's been coming from really a long time of spending money that we didn't have.
And for some things that we didn't need, you know,
yeah.
No question. And you know, it seems to me that libertarians' voices need to be heard in mm-hmm. this discussion. And that's what really these campaigns are all about, are they not?
Yes. Well, alternative voices always need to be heard. And, you know, you don't have to listen to every alternative voice because you can't. I mean, there's just so much. But with all the things that government does, and so much of it is just, you know, taking money out of your pocket and putting it in somebody else's pocket, somebody better connected. You know, there's so many things that government does. News media can't cover it all. You know, they've got so many minutes to sell, so many minutes to do news, and then so many minutes to do, you know, commercials from lawyers and pharma companies that they're only going to cover a few things.
So, got about a minute left. The next event for the libertarians that people are
again,
invited
that's,
to.
That's the public outreach meeting on May 17th at 7 p.m. It's at our headquarters, 5546 East 4th Street, one block north of 5th and one block east of Craycroft. Please come. I think you'll find it a very informative discussion on the basics of libertarianism. You know, we'll ask you, are you a libertarian? Are you libertarian-leaning? Are you libertarian-curious? And we'll talk about all the ways that, say, the non-aggression principle or the zero-aggression fits into that, and making sure that you're always in a position to make your own choices, defend yourself, and just take care of your own priorities.
Former board member of the Pima Community College, libertarian, treasurer of the Libertarian Party in Pima County, Scott Stewart. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much, John. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to Omega Automotive.
My name is Dave, and I'm here for my Mercedes-Benz oil change.
Please put on a mask provided for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Step over to our iris scan.
What?
Got it.
What the heck?
Now turn right for the body scan.
I just came for an oil change. What is this?
And now a blood sample. Raise your right arm.
I do not want this.
Done.
Hey,
I can see that you're very upset, Dave.
What are you doing?
We will now perform a soul scan.
What? What do you mean a soul scan?
Now the procto exam.
What?
Please lean forward.
I'm out of here!
Stat alert. Warning.
Hopefully this is not where our world is heading. At Perfection Auto Works, we still honor your freedom from belts, tires, and brakes to our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum, now in our 32nd year of continuous political talk. With his former city councilman of the city of Tucson, Rodney Glassman, who is now a candidate for Attorney General of the state of Arizona. Rodney, how are you?
Doing great, John. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
What motivates you? You ran a campaign against John McCain. You ran for Corporation Commission, Maricopa County office, and obviously now for Attorney General. What motivates you to continue to try to win a public office?
Well, John, it's about serving the community, and it's about protecting our way of life. It's been quite a number of years since you and I were together in Tucson. I just turned 44 last weekend, and I'm now an Air Force prosecutor, a major in the United States Air Force JAG Corps as a reservist assigned on the active duty side. So I've prosecuted drug dealers and financial crimes and protected victims of sexual assault, and I'm also a private attorney here in Phoenix, practicing at a law firm, Buse Gilbert McGroder, where I have do corporate law and high-stakes litigation. We now have two little girls that are 11 and 9. And frankly, I'm running for attorney general because I know the job of attorney general is to protect you and your family and candidly our family from the government. And with everything that's been happening back in Washington, D.C. with Joe Biden, you know, ignoring illegal immigration here at home, with the almost the doubling of our state income taxes in the city of Phoenix, where we live, with the defunding of the police and the recent attacks on our schools and our kids when it comes to focusing on the issues like reading, writing, and math instead of, you know, human sexuality and critical race theory. I decided with my wife that it was time to put the practice on hold and run for a job where we can protect ourselves from that government.
It seems like there are, of course, six candidates running as Republicans for the nomination for Attorney General for the GOP. And so much of this is centered around the elections of 2020. Do you doubt that there was a win by Biden in the state of Arizona, or is that still up in questioned in your mind?
Well, John, I want to address your question squarely, which is that of elections in Arizona. And candidly, I'll be frank, our current attorney general, prior to the November 2020 election, was not enforcing the laws that we already have on the books. In Arizona, we already have a law that says you have to have two valid forms of ID to register to vote. And who's in charge of enforcing it? It's the attorney general. And we already have a law on the books that says that ballot harvesting is prohibited. Who's in charge of enforcing that one? The attorney general. And we already have a law on the books that says that every county is supposed to manage and audit its permanent early voting list. And who's in charge of enforcing that? It's the attorney general. And prior to November 2020, 6 months prior to November 2020, the attorney general was not enforcing the laws that we already have on the books. If you visit my website, you'll see a piece that I had recently in the Washington Times. And the title is Mark Brnovich, Do Your Job. So was there fraud in 2020? The answer is yes, but there was also an unconstitutional ballot initiative on the ballot in 2020. The teachers union spent $25 million, 50,000 teachers went door to door to double our income taxes. And because the Supreme Court, candidly, with one of my opponents on it before he resigned because he had finished his pension, he was on it at the time. That Supreme Court prior to the election allowed that unconstitutional ballot initiative to stay on the ballot. So $25 million, 50,000 teachers going door to door. And then once he resigned, the new Supreme Court said, no, this is unconstitutional and tossed it off. So there was a lot of things that impacted the 2020 election, including fraud, including an unconstitutional ballot initiative. But I will push back on your comment, John, that it seems to be the issue that's, you know, taking hold in this six-way attorney general's race. Candidly, the number one issue impacting Arizona and the number one issue that I'm talking about is illegal immigration.
There's all kinds of discussions among the gubernatorial candidates, GOP, as well as the Democrats, and certainly all six of you running for attorney general have their own plans, as if it would be the responsibility of the state to enforce illegal immigration. It is not, never has been, probably never will be. But how, what role, I would ask you, should the state play in those that cross this border illegally?
Well, John, and you met my wife back in the day. We graduated from the U of A law school in the late 2000s. And when we graduated from law school, the federal laws on illegal immigration were the same as they are today. If you come here illegally, you are supposed to be arrested, incarcerated, and barred. But we live in a country now, and with Joe Biden back in Washington, D.C., where if you come here illegally, Joe Biden rents you hotel rooms in Scottsdale. If you work in the private sector, he wants to jab you with a needle. If you come here illegally, he doesn't even have to ask your status. We are under an invasion when it comes to illegal immigration. Illegal immigration impacts our schools. It impacts our health care. It impacts public safety. And if the federal government isn't going to do its job, then the state can and should. And that means the state legislature, the Arizona state legislature, needs to pass Arizona immigration laws that allow our local law enforcement to arrest, incarcerate, and deport. But that also means we need an attorney general, specific to your question, what's the AG's job? We need an attorney general that can help them craft that legislation, get it passed, and then, frankly, go back to Washington, D.C., and our attorney general, I will have to defend our Arizona law in front of the newly appointed Trump Supreme Court, different than the one from before. This court has been appointed by President Trump. But then, John, lastly, the attorney general will have to bring that legislation back home once it's successfully defended and enforce those laws, working alongside local law enforcement. John, I'm proud because you've mentioned a couple of times now, there are six Republicans running for attorney general in this primary. And even with six Republicans running, I've received every Law Enforcement Association endorsement, all eight of them, from boots on the ground law enforcement associations across the state, the Flagstaff Law Enforcement Association, Prescott Police, Chandler Law Enforcement Association, El Mirage, which is a hub of cartel activity, right there. The Arizona Corrections Officers Association, the Maricopa Community College Police Association, the Phoenix Sergeants and Lieutenants Association, and the Chandler Lieutenants and Sergeants Association, all eight police associations have endorsed the same candidate in the six-way primary, and that's Rodney Glassman. And so I urge your listeners to visit my website, rodneyglassman.com. They can read my position papers, and they can see why I'm the one that police want protecting them from the government, too.
Rodney, I apologize for the brevity of this interview. I want to have you back before the election with a little more in-depth about some of these issues, because I think they're critical to the future of Arizona. I want to thank you for getting in the race. I don't think people really realize what kind of sacrifice people make when they get into a race for public office. It is an enormous amount of responsibility, and a tremendous amount of effort is required to be successful, or even in many times not successful. And we need more people to make these sacrifices to bring at least some sanity to government. I thank you for being on the air with me. Once again, tell people how they can support Rodney Glassman for Attorney General. I ask you to just repeat that for me one more time.
Well, I urge them to visit my website. It's rodneyglassman.com, because, John, in a six-way Republican primary, I'm the only candidate that's ran a law office, running to run the largest law office in the state. I'm the only candidate that can tell you the name of my last three paying clients. I'm the only candidate that wrote checks from my family's bank account to keep Joe Biden out of the White House. And I'm the only one that the police across the state of Arizona want protecting them from the government, too. So this is a job interview, and I'd love to get the job, and I'd love to have their support.
Rodney Glassman, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being on the air with us. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. You bet.
Thank you, John.
Former City Councilman Rodney Glassman on the John C. Scott Political Forum. We'll take a quick break now and come back with how you can support veterans and an amazing event that's coming up. That's right after these messages.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Network Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. There's a base camp dinner coming up Saturday, May the 21st. Deborah Plum is all a part of base camp. It's a great program helping veterans. Deborah is doing a great job of organizing this very important service for veterans. Let's find out more about base camp and a dinner that you can attend, and one that you can be very proud to attend. Deborah, welcome to our show. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Sorry.
All right, tell me a base camp story, if you will. Well, I'm not sure I know anything about it. In fact, I don't know anything about it. Tell me about it and how it leads to this dinner on the 17th, please.
You're not alone.
On the 21st,
Base Camp for Veterans, Inc. is a very new program. We're only 3 years old, and we service veterans and their family members in Arizona. We're based in the Tucson area. And we do so by providing programming that centers around equine therapy. And we are partnered with White Stallion Ranch and with Dream Horse Ranch. One of the things that makes our program unique is that we include the veteran family members in our services, in the programs that we offer. And we also work with wild horses, with Mustangs.
Wow. You know, it's amazing what kind of communications. It's almost like a horse whisperer that you can communicate with human beings, and that's proven to be so true for this incredible group of people, hasn't it?
It has. You know, horses are incredible. They don't lie to you. They have a really good read with their fight or flight instincts, and they can tell what your intention is. And for people who are trying to navigate a little bit back into society or figure out something that they're going through, that can be really helpful to use that nonverbal communication as a way of understanding what's going on inside you or what you're communicating to the outside world, even if you don't know you're doing it.
Tell me about this dinner on the 21st of May. It's going to be very special. What's the cost and who's invited and where's the money going to go?
We're very excited. We're running actually a full day that culminates in a dinner, and the dinner is our first formal fundraiser here in Tucson. We are a 501c3. Base Camp for Veterans, Inc. is a nonprofit. We're also based in Arizona now. So this is our first fundraiser to really get people to know that we're here, that we're active, we're making an impact, and all of the money goes to the programming. So all of our programming, which involves week-long stays at White Stallion Ranch, and working with their horses, and then also with the horses at Dream Horse Ranch that are the Mustangs, is free of charge to the veterans. Their meals, their lodging, everything is covered by our donors, by the support that we get from the community. And so this event, which is a dinner at White Stallion to showcase some of the work that we do, you'll meet the veterans that we've worked with and hear from our facilitators. That's all of the funds goes directly to our programming. And we're all volunteers. We don't pay salaries, so...
The True family's magnificent, aren't they, with the White Stallion Ranch? They're just great.
Oh, they're amazing. I've actually known them since I was 2 years old. I started coming to White Stallion as a guest with my family, and I got hooked on horses because of that experience. And as a result of their generosity and their faith in the program, we've really been able to push forward in times that have been very challenging. So we're very grateful.
How do people get a ticket at $150 for the base camp dinner and a great evening at fabulous ranch?
They can get a ticket through our website, which is www.bcampinc.com. Wow. So if they go there, they could also find us. Base Camp for Veterans is on Facebook, and there's links all over that people have been sharing for people to buy a ticket.
Deborah, thanks you so much for doing this, and I hope you have a huge turnout. I'm sure you will. I appreciate you being on the show. We'll try to mention this again as well. Thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Deborah Plum of Base Camp, and a huge event at the White Stallion Ranch. We had a Christmas dinner out there one time for KVOI. It was just one of the great experiences of all the Christmas dinners I've had with radio stations. That was the best, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who is responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Larry, how you doing? We got a big event coming up on Monday. One of the biggest.
Oh, yeah. Well, good to be on your program, John.
Thanks.
On Monday, we've got a program with Charlie Verdin. He is a candidate for Arizona State House in LD18, and he's going to address the Democrats of Greater Tucson on Monday, May 16 at noon. He's a Tucson businessman who wants to secure a bright future for his children with strong schools, a healthy, sustainable economy, while preserving the state's natural beauty. You can join our program. It's free. Just go to thedgt.org or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can find out about Charlie. One of his planks is a strong education system, higher pay for teachers. Second one is to foster economic development by creating an environment that develops and attracts high-skilled workers. And three, the environment, focusing on the water crisis and how we fix it, and how we also deal with the looming threat of climate change. So this should be a very interesting presentation.
I tell you, I'm kind of hesitant to even say this, but I cannot follow all the candidates in this year's election, even Democrats, which I try to follow as closely as I possibly can, for the simple fact there's so many new names. I take District 9, where I live. It's another district now. They call it, I don't know what number it is now.
18, probably.
Okay, 18, yes. I live at Country Club in Prince, so it's 18. It was 9. And Pamela Powers Hanley was my representative, is today. And Randy Freese was my representative, is not anymore. He's resigned. And, of course, Victoria Steele is my senator, but she's running for Justice of the Peace. And so I don't know who are these people that are going to represent me in my own legislative district, and I'm paid to, at least by sponsors, to try to follow this more carefully than others do.
Oh,
so it's a matter
mean,
to do
John.
That. It's really confusing.
And that's why Democrats for Greater Tucson focuses on the candidates.
Yep.
So, for instance, in LD18, there are five people running for two spots in the state House and two people running for the state Senate. And the only way you can keep them apart is by tuning into thedgt.org, and you'll get to see them. You get to ask them questions. You'll be able to read about them. And it's just part of our general public education policy. Another thing I did, John, was last Wednesday, I interviewed environmental activist Lauren Kuby. She's a Democrat running for the Arizona Corporation Commission. And I asked her about, you know, how we can change our economy by switching to sustainable energy. And what was fun was the occasion was the first program in the Discussion for Democracy series presented by the Pima County Democratic Party. But if you want to see the video edited, go to thedgt.org or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson.
You know, it seems to me that obviously the foundation of the Democratic Party here in Pima County obviously is bolstered by the Democrats of Greater Tucson, because obviously here is a place where Democrats feel comfortable, where Democrats are introduced to a wide variety of people through your broadcast on Mondays at noon. Is it at noon now? We're still at noon, right?
Oh, yeah, always at noon. Noon on Monday.
All right, so if you really want to know what's going on with the Democratic Party statewide, or the legislator that's next door to you that you may not know about, then that's the place to go. And you can interact with these people. That's what makes this such a really remarkable opportunity to become involved in the politics of 2022.
I couldn't agree more, John. And I wanted to tell you about one more thing. It's a special event Democrats of Greater Tucson is presenting on May 19th. That's next Thursday. It's called Democracy is Under Full-Blown Attack. And our speaker is going to be Frank Figliuzzi, who is the national security expert on MSNBC and NBC. And he's going to analyze all the dangerous stuff that's coming up before the election. And if you think I'm exaggerating, think about this. Republican candidate for governor Carrie Lake and six Republican statewide candidates, they're campaigning to overturn the 2020 election. Carrie Lake calls the press the enemy of the people, just as Trump did. And then we also have Mark Fincham, a member of the terrorist group, the Oath Keepers, who's running to be the guy in charge of our elections. And this is a guy who was at the January 6th coup attempt. Two more points. The chair of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors got death threats when he started speaking up about election denialism, you know, that there's something wrong with the 2020 election. And then finally, the last threat is Congressman Gosar and State Senator Wendy Rogers. They're both seeking re-election after they spoke at a white nationalist conference. So if you want to find out about these dangers and what you can do about them, tune in Thursday, May 19, for Democracy is Under Full-Blown Attack at Democrats of Greater Tucson, which is thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Well, thank you so much, Larry Bodine, for giving us so much to think about in this election year of 2022. I'm glad you have been so successful with the Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's been a remarkable story of enormous success. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Same to you, too, John.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this Democrat and broadcast segment. Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Thanks, Larry, for being on our show. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Back next Saturday, 3 to 4, for our soiree.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Perfection Theater presents alternative endings to classic movies.
There he is, Buford. If I done blew them away with my shotgun, would that pep you up some?
Sure would. Hang on, Billy. We have trouble.
I have one word for them.
I heard that, you some...
Hey, Buford, that poor guy's only got one finger.
Give me that shotgun, you dumb... Hey, it's jammed, dadgummit.
Hey, Buford, that smoke pouring out of the engine.
Oh, shit.
You shut up.
Son of a...
You said you were gonna take it to perfection.
Where'd you now, Billy?
Let's just see more of this beautiful land called America. They obviously didn't have their truck serviced at Perfection Auto Works.
Saved our lives, man.
Sometimes life is just too easy, but don't just rely on luck for your next adventure. And get that car or truck inspected before that summer trip. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.